tonight, I am welcoming you to our 33-Day Path Q&A check-in. We hope as many of you as possible will raise your hand so that we connect with you this evening. The way you do that is press star 2 right now. Even if you don't know what you want to ask, press star 2 and get into line. If you're joining us via the telephone or Skype, star 2. If you're joining us on the internet, on the screen in which you checked in this evening, there is a box that you can type as many questions in as you would like, and that is how we connect with you this evening. Of course, this call is a vibrational tool. There is tremendous potential that is communicated through the interactions that take place tonight. So right now, open your palms, take a deep breath, relax, and with that, Panache, I would like for you to begin.
Well, I'd like to start by just welcoming you and just acknowledging the courage that it takes to be here. The fact that you're here means that you're up to extraordinary things in your life because you are willing to know yourself in the absence of your story. You're willing to know yourself in the absence of your vibrational density. You're willing to know yourself in the absence of your limitations. I think being happy is one of the most courageous things of all. I think being abundant is one of the most courageous things of all. I think being healthy is one of the most courageous things of all. I think having a loving relationship where you have a deep level of intimacy and relatedness is one of the most courageous things of all. Because every one of those ways of being flies in the face of the fear, lack, and scarcity that we are told is the normal. In order to be who you are and to unleash your soul signature, you must cultivate the courage to embrace every aspect of yourself that you have been taught to discard, that you've been taught to make less than or wrong. Whether this is day 1, day 17, it doesn't matter. You are finding this book and these words at the perfect moment in your life so that you can begin this 33-day unfolding. For some of you, this has been the longest 17 days of your life. For others, it's going by faster than you could ever want or you could ever imagine. Some of you are wishing that the whole thing could slow down. Some of you are wishing that you never started, and some of you are wishing that you could start all over again. No matter where you are, to emphasize today's area of focus, we are simply here to observe our thoughts, observe our beliefs, observe our limitations, and ultimately observe ourselves. That is what leads to this extraordinary potential, this dynamic potential of soul signature being unleashed in the world. And so I love you. Regardless of where you are, regardless of what you know, what you don't know, what you've experienced and what you haven't experienced, know this. I love you. And that's all that matters. Welcome to our call. I'm honored to be here. I can't wait to speak to as many of you as possible. And hit star 2 to raise your hands. And let's love on Jan tonight. She's a bit under the weather with this cold, poor thing.
Oh.
And she just needs some energy and some love. So let's love on Janny and help obliterate her story of nobody wants to talk to her. Because
yep.
Actually, I'm under the firm belief and conviction that you would all be here to speak to her anyway, even if I wasn't showing up. So there you go, Jan. Let's take some calls, sweetheart.
All righty. We are going to Florence, Oregon. This is caller 1361. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hi. Who is this?
This is Leslie. How are you?
I'm great, Leslie. You're on with Panache.
Well, it's a pleasure and an honor. Thank you so much. This has been a wonderful course. Today I started to watch my thoughts come in, and they were very interesting to me because what I found, a lot of them were things like, well, you have to do this, or no, you can't do that, and well, did you take care of this, and did you take care of that, and they were all right, except when I went underneath, what I saw was that a lot of the same fears I had had earlier, not being good enough, anger, pressure, were really deep down there. But if I let them go, which is what you had said in this chapter, And I just kind of observed them and watched them. They in themselves don't mean much of anything.
Well, can you just say that again? Can you just say that last sentence again?
If I just watch them, I don't have to do, and if I don't do anything about them, they just move away.
Yeah, they don't mean anything.
They don't mean anything at all. As a matter of fact, they could be other words entirely.
You just made my day.
I'm glad. Well, you made mine, so this is good.
You just did. You just made my day. You know, and here's why. I just want to clarify for people who are just joining us, like, what on earth is he talking about? He's awfully chipper today. When we can create space and distance between who we truly are, our soul, our spirit, the love that resides at our core, our essence, and our thoughts, we begin to loosen that level of identification. We begin to evolve beyond that level of identification. So many people believe they're their thoughts, and they believe that their thoughts are real, right? There's this common misnomer that thoughts are things. They're not. They're just empty. They're just passing. They're fleeting. We give them the meaning that they have. Our story, we give that the meaning that it has. But what you said to me was so brilliant, because when we begin to understand that our thoughts mean nothing, that when we observe them, all of that fuel and that intensity that we give them, the meaning that we give them, dissolves, there's spaciousness, there's a breath, there's freedom, and that's the beginning of the end of separation. That's the beginning of the end of limitation. That's the beginning and the end of it all. So to hear you say that, I'm so honored, because you represent everyone that's on this call. And whether they're aware of it or not, that is happening in them as well. And that's why you're able to speak these words. So thank you. I didn't mean to interrupt. I am very sorry. I won't say another word until you want me to. Keep going.
So go ahead. Keep going with your question.
I don't really have a question. The only thing I wanted to say is that what it gives me is peace, because when I am not tied up in all sorts of tangles and knots and little strings that are hanging off my mental body and my emotional body, I find that I can simply decide, do I want to do this? Do I not want to do it? Do I want to go here? Do I not want to go here? And this is quite this is quite new for me. And I can't tell you how, for me to read something every day is very unusual, because I used to be a big reader, but I don't much anymore. So I have followed this every day with anticipation, knowing
wow.
that something will come. It's just been wonderful. I can't thank you enough, Anaj. Thank you. And your love, you're very honest. You're simply honest. You show us how to do it. I mean, I can't tell you how long I've looked for someone who will just say how it is from their own experience.
Thank you. That means
wonderful.
I can't even begin to tell you how much that means to me. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you, and have a wonderful evening. What a great way to start out tonight's call.
You know, normally when people are on these calls, they're the ones that are crying. Tonight, the first call, I'm the one that's crying.
Okay, I'm going to let you pull yourself together as I read a question from the chat room. This is Rosie in Chicago. She's asking an incredibly important question. She says, thank you, Panache, for all of this. I'm finding that I started off really gung-ho, got the book, and started reading and listening. And now I've found I have a lot of resistance to this process. Mm-hmm. This seems to be a pattern of mine. I start off really good, and then I can't follow through. Why does this keep happening?
Because it's working, and because you know it's working, and because if you actually followed it through to completion, you know that you would not be the same person that you are today, that limitation would no longer have a hold on you. And so that's why consistency and commitment are so important. That's why I created it as a 33-day adventure. And you have to treat it as an adventure. On an adventure, you have no choice but to keep going. And with this book, in all honesty, you have no choice but to keep going. Even if you put it down for a couple of days, you have no choice but to come back to it, because you're in the midst of it. And so love yourself enough to keep going. You know, there are plenty of things that I've started that halfway through I thought, oh, God, this isn't really a good idea. But what I've discovered is that when I can be with the discomfort and when I can be with that voice in my head, like one of the chapters actually is about me running. And I ran halfway to where I need to get to. Coming back, all of a sudden these voices start kicking in my head, right? You're not going to make it. Who are you? You know, you're just a chubby, fat Indian kid. You know, what do you think you are, Kenyan? You know, are you a marathoner? Like all these voices in my head, right? These voices are normal. It's important for us to stay committed and to love ourselves enough to keep going. You know, in this instance, I talk about in the book, I had a dear friend with me who reminded me that I've always made it home. And so I just want to remind you that you will always make it home, that you're going to be okay, that, you know, even if the discomfort arises or these voices start arising in your head, like, who are you? You know, who are you to live your soul signature? Or, you know, I'm not going to finish. And the fear arises. I just want you to know that that's all normal and that's okay. Just keep going on the adventure. Don't give up on yourself. Don't give up on yourself. You'll make it home. I promise you that. You'll make it home if I have to carry you. Keep going.
All right. Panache, we're going to Chambly, Quebec. This is caller 0398. Hello, Chambly.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
It's Oliver.
Hello, Oliver.
Hey.
You're on with Panache.
Hi.
Hi, Oliver. Samash.
Oui, ça marche, et toi?
Samash. Fantastic.
Yes. Yeah, that's funny. I didn't want to be picked tonight. And, well, I guess it's perfect that I was picked because I'm still in fear, but it's less present than it was. I'm really amazed at what the breakthroughs I had. I remember the other day I was at work and I was overjoyed and just I was taking everything in, like, you know, I was all the gratitude that people were feeling around and just thanking me. I was getting the thank in. I was just encompassing of everybody around me. And as you just said, that voice kicked in, who are you to be so magnificent, so grand? And I just shrank back and I completely feared what was going to happen. So I still have fear. And
you know what? And that's perfect because, see, again, what we're most afraid of is how good life can be.
That's exactly it.
It's so crazy. We are most afraid of how much love there is and how much abundance there is and how great life could be. It's so crazy. Like it's the part of our humanity that makes me chuckle, right? And it's like, God, this is what we do to ourselves. We're afraid of how magnificent we can be. That is our deepest fear, of how happy we can be and how in love we can be and how prosperous we can be. You know, and that's why this is so cool that you're doing this.
Yeah.
Because, and it's so cool that you're doing it in your life, brother, because it's giving you hands-on, in the midst of your experience, opportunities to invalidate everything that has you believing that happiness and abundance and love and intimacy and health and radiance and luminosity are not the norms. I'm so happy for you.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
I love you. You know what? And I'm so happy. I'm so happy that you comment in the forum and that you show up, you know, and that you're vulnerable and transparent. Like, I love you for that. Because your willingness to feel the fear and to do it anyway is so inspirational for us all, even for me, for everybody.
Yeah, and I've been feeling a lot of resistance as I go through the book. I'm resisting and I'm resisting and I'm resisting. And sometimes I feel like I can't keep up with it, like it's going too fast, or, you know, that thought of not being good enough, not following the right way or not making things the right way, or just because I come back from that state, like just not being good enough or.
Yeah. And it's okay.
Yeah.
You will make it home, I promise. You will make it home.
Thank you. It's exactly
what
I need to hear.
You're welcome, my friend. Keep going. I love you. You're almost home. Keep going.
Thank you.
All right.
Panache, that brings up an interesting question. If people are going through the book and finding resistance or having difficulty, do you suggest that they stop, slow down, or should they keep continuing and then go back and revisit it again?
You know, if you're on a 3-mile run and you run 2 miles and you stop, that's the worst thing that you can do. The very second you break the momentum, then you have to start building up that momentum again. So that's why it's so important that we feel our discomfort and do it anyway, that we feel the resistance and do it anyway. This book is designed to bring up every level of resistance that you have. That's its purpose. It's a living, breathing thing. It has its own energy. It has its own aliveness to it. And that's what it's going to do. But you have to remember that you will make it home, that it's okay, even if you miss a day or you resist something and you just can't even look at it because it's too confrontational. It's okay. You will make it home. I promise you that, even if I have to carry you. You will make it home. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going.
Perfect. Panache, we're going to go to Orlando, Florida. This is caller 6876. Hello, Orlando. Hello.
Mickey, are you there?
No, it's not Mickey.
Pluto?
6876. If that is you, go ahead and you have to press *7 to talk.
Walt?
Hello? Okay.
No.
Nope. All right. I'm going to go back. We can always
sad. That was going to be Mickey Mouse, just so you know.
I understand. I know how much you love those interactions. We are going to take a Skype caller. This is our first Skype caller. This is Betty in Paris.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Hey, Betty.
Betty, are you really
wow,
in Paris?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Betty,
yeah,
are you in Paris?
Yes.
What
can
time is it
me?
In Paris? Yes.
It's 1:30. Oh, wow. This
did,
is so funny.
Did Kim and Kanye get married yet?
No, I'm clueless. Are they in Paris?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, this is exciting. I have to talk softly because my roommate's sleeping.
Okay. We'll
so,
listen very
can you
carefully.
Hear me? Okay. I actually, it was really funny at the beginning of the call because I've been so feeling guilty because I've been doing it wrong. I've been so busy. My daughter's visiting from college and I've been with her and I've been working and playing and doing a million things. So I've only kind of survolé, as they say. I've only gone over the book very superficially. I haven't really given myself the time to go deeper into into it, but I will. I mean, I'm doing it sort of like, kind of not half-heartedly, but just quickly. So I feel that might be a resistance, but I'm doing the best I can with the limited time I have. But I'm so happy to be doing this. I'm so happy to be connected to you all because in my own way, it gives me a lot of hope, and I feel like I'm right on the edge of shifting from a life of lack and scarcity and really giving up on myself and my talents and my singing and my playing. And it takes a lot of courage in Paris, I think, to be happy and to be oneself.
Perfect.
More than in other places. I think it does. I mean, so it's coming. I feel it coming. You know, I feel it coming. So I'm here. I don't have a question. I think maybe, I don't know, is it, I guess, maybe I'm kind of a late bloomer, I'm slow a little bit.
No.
I'm slow.
You know what it is, no, you see, like, his thing, right, this book has its own living, breathing thing, right, and people are going to, and I know this, right, people are going to relate to it and interact with it in their own way, and again, it's like, if you meet your participation in this program and with this book in any other way other than with nurturing, loving kindness and compassion, then you've completely kind of defeated the purpose of the book in and of itself. It's like, you know what, if the best that you can do because your daughter's visiting is just to read the morning chapter, fine.
That's what I've been doing.
That's fine, right?
Okay.
It's okay. It's like, you know what? It's okay. Come back to it when you can. Let it work on you as it can. It's okay. It's like in those Star Trek movies, when the Klingons have you in their tractor beam, you're stuck. There's nothing you can do to escape. The book's got you. You're so stuck. Now it's just a question of you realizing how, like, how much limitation is already over and how much all this fear, lack, and scarcity no longer even has a grip on you. So the book's already in, the book's already in your life. That's
yeah.
it. You're toast.
Yeah.
That's it.
I'm what? I'm toast?
You're toast. Yeah. Or in your case, you're a croissant. Nice, nice warm butter croissant. That's what you are. You know, and now you're just realizing how toasted and how buttery you really are. That's all it is.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
Beautiful ride.
Yeah. We'll continue to whisper. We don't want to wake anybody
yeah,
up.
Yeah, yeah. And now go to bed. Get a good night's sleep. When you wake up, have a chocolate croissant for me in the morning. Thank you.
Oh,
love you.
How perfect.
Bon nuit, Perry.
You know what's amazing? Because, you
yeah.
know, I was along on the ride as the book was being written and I could, you know, read it in its iterations. Things that impacted me the first time did not impact me the second time I read it. Things that
yeah.
impacted me the second time did not impact me the third time. And now when I'm reading it, there are days that, you know, absolutely take me out that didn't take me out the first, second, or the third time. Why is that, Panache?
Well, contrary to popular belief, I didn't write a book designed to take you out. I wrote a book to show you where you are already taking yourself out. And every time you come back to this material, you're more evolved. You know, Jan, in the 8 years I've been with you, you are not the same woman that you were when I met you. You are more yourself than you've ever allowed yourself to be, and I love you for that. And for the courage and the willingness that it takes to live on ground zero, you know, with me. I mean, that's like, God, you are courageous. So, you know, your evolution, when you come back to this book, your evolution, your progression over time allows you to have a different perspective and awareness. So literally, it's like you come back to it from a different place and then different things show up and then you can see, here's where I'm taking myself out. Here's where I'm limiting myself. Here's where, you know, I'm still sabotaging myself. Like, here are all the different pieces that, you know, are playing out in me that are keeping me from my potential. So that's kind of how it works. It's, again, it's like
okay.
an oracle. It's like a totem. It's like a living, breathing thing. So it knows, you know, it's this infinite intelligence that works with you to help support you in evolving into your soul signature.
Thank you for clarifying. Thank you so
Thank
much.
Thank you. Thank you for evolving so beautifully over the 8 years that I've known you. I love
You're
you.
Well. You're
yeah.
welcome. Thank you, my dear. For
Thank
those
you.
Of you just joining us this evening, welcome. You are here at the exact perfect moment, the moment that you were meant to be here. You haven't missed anything. So sit down, relax, open your palms, take a deep breath. We're just so thrilled that you're here. If you have a question for Panache or would like to connect, go ahead and press *2 right now. Press *2 if you're on the phone or on Skype. And if you're joining us via the internet, on the screen in which you logged in this evening, you can go ahead, type a question, and our support staff will be forwarding those on to Panache and I. We are so thrilled to be answering as many questions as we can tonight. It doesn't matter what day you are on. We want to dispel that. It doesn't matter if you've received your book yet or not. We want you to know that you are exactly where you are meant to be. And this call tonight, indeed, is a vibrational tool. It will be made available to you within an hour after the call, so you can go back and you can revisit what you think you might have missed or just get all the incredible energy out of it. Right now, Panache, we're going to Los Angeles, California. This is caller. Ooh, my screen just jumped. 9761. Los Angeles, 9761. Are you there?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, this is Hashim calling from Los Angeles.
Hello, Hashim. How are you?
Doing great. It's great to be able to talk to you because I was actually at the Agape gathering, but I couldn't see Panache talk because I had to leave afterward right in between, so I was really bummed out. But this is great. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Go ahead and ask your question.
I've been having some abundance issues, you know, finding my my soul signature, my path in life. And it feels like everybody around me is finding theirs and just, you know, succeeding and doing well in life while I'm kind of like being left in the dust. And I'm wondering what's keeping me from going there, you know, getting my, finding my soul signature and you know, living my full potential.
What's keeping you from owning that is actually exactly what you just said, that in some ways you feel like you're being left behind in the dust while other people are living theirs. I think that you're missing the point that you are already living yours. And I think so often we focus on this conversation of certain external parameters haven't arrived yet, therefore we invalidate our progression as a soul and a spirit because we don't have these certain milestones that we're supposed to have as a part of being human. What I want you to know is that we have to redefine success to be at peace. And in truth, my dear sweet brother, if you are at peace with yourself, then you are the most successful person on this earth. Because I've met people that have all of those trappings that you're supposed to have, and actually, they're more miserable than you are.
Wow. If I'm at in a work situation where there are people that I don't feel kind of fit, that I feel that might be toxic, you talk about, you know, running into situations that you feel tension, or you stay with people that you feel are make you uncomfortable. Is it better to stay in that kind of a situation, or?
Yes, because ultimately, even if you left that situation, that same situation would arise because it's in your energy, you see? Mm. And that's why this is so important. I want you to go there, and I want you to smile in the midst of the discomfort. And I want you to go there, and I want you to celebrate the success of others. You see, this illusion of separation is very convincing. But I'm clear that the success of another person is nothing more than my success. I'm clear that the abundance of another is nothing more than my abundance. I'm clear that somebody else getting ahead is actually me getting ahead because it's all just an illusion of separation. There's this illusion of otherness. And the more I celebrate all these other people for all the wonderful things they're doing, and the more I can be spacious around that, I'm not going to lie, sometimes it's hard, you know, because I have, as much as I can be accepting, I also have certain opinions about things. And I have certain feelings about certain things are being done. But for the most part, when I get over that, because it's only ever myself I have to get over, I can get back to being spacious and grateful and seeing it as a greater part of the tapestry of what's happening and what's unfolding to benefit me, actually. So the success of another isn't at the cost of you. Actually, if someone else succeeds, it's for your benefit. And so just do me a favor and just shift the mindset to, you know what, everything's working in my favor. And these people that are upsetting me because maybe they're more successful because they're doing it in a way that I deem to be underhanded or in a domineering way or a manipulative way, you know, that these people are getting ahead and here I am, I'm doing everything right and I'm not getting ahead. Instead of being involved in that, just understand that they're doing what they can based on their level of awareness and that ultimately they, in through what they're doing, they're actually benefiting you and that you will see the fruits of that very shortly.
So if I shift my energy, then that those work situations will naturally fall off and...
Yes. Yes. They'll end up spiraling out or something else will open up or new possibilities or new avenues will open up because this is what I know for sure. When you change your energy, you change your life. And how you change your energy is by embracing whatever the resistance is and feeling whatever there is to feel inside of you around what you're resisting. And then at that point, the more you do that, the more your energy evolves, the more you evolve, the more you come into this resonance of love. And then naturally, that's all you can bring into being.
Panache Hashim dropped off my caller circuit, so I apologize to him.
Sorry.
So say something nice because I feel really guilty right now.
Yeah, thank you for triggering Jan's guilt. See, you're doing it right now. It's perfect. Right?
Perfect.
You didn't even mean to do it, but you hung up. We got hung up and you triggered Jan's guilt. It's perfect. Just understand that there is nobody talented enough to get in the way of what is meant for you. Nobody.
Perfect. Thank you so much. Panache, this is a question from Nikki in Hamilton, New Zealand. Panache, I'm confused about what soul signature actually is. Does it mean when you are knowing who you are no matter what you're doing, or does it mean you have to decide whether what you are doing is the right path for you?
Hey.
I'm working in a preschool with a very controlling boss, but I've been using how she's treated me to wake up. Is this an excuse for denying my soul signature, or will my direction in life be the byproduct of what I need to learn where I am right now?
Your soul signature is your essence of your being. It has nothing to do with what you're doing outwardly. So, for example, someone who's living in complete connection with themselves could be a janitor. But the fact that they're living in complete connection with themselves means that they will be the best janitor the world has ever seen, because they're living in complete connection and harmony with themselves. And what we need on this planet are 7.2 billion different expressions, because everyone's role is important. There's no hierarchy. There's no one role that's better than another. You know, you could have someone who's the president of a nation. They're not in alignment with their soul signature. And actually, they're not benefiting the greater whole. They're just kind of getting in the way of the expression. They're playing their part. But if they were actually aligned with who they were wholeheartedly, it'd be a whole other story. So it's not about your status in life. It's about your internal status update. You know, it's like, am I constantly updating myself with fear, or am I constantly updating myself with love? Because again, the external manifestation doesn't matter. It's the degree to which we're connected to ourselves that's important. So A is the answer, the first one.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Panache, right now we are going to San Jose, California. This is caller 4364.
Hello?
Hello?
San Jose. Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, this is Heather.
Hi, Heather. This is Panache.
Hi, Panache. I pressed star 2.
Yes.
And I just knew I'd be picked, but I didn't really know what. I don't have the book. This is my first call.
Good.
Hey, welcome. I'm so happy that you're here.
I know it's perfect, so.
Thank you for not having the book. So are you doing the 33-day program?
No, I just signed up today for this call.
Good for you. Yay, congratulations.
Thank you.
That is awesome. Are you excited?
Yes. Yes,
good.
I am.
I am.
Perfect.
I'm excited. Yeah, thank you for being here.
We're so thrilled that you're here. And thank you for
being
on the call this evening. It's going to be an amazing path for you.
Yeah.
So how do I go through this process? Do you want to talk about that?
With your eyes wide open and completely relaxed and in the awareness of your breath. So just start on day one of the program, and when your book arrives, you can read along, or you can go get the book from any Barnes & Noble in the U.S. and Canada, and just start on day one, and literally three times a day we meet. And
okay, well, that's one issue, is I'm out of the country. I'm in Mexico.
Okay. So you can just
until
follow...
Until July, yeah.
Well, you can go to Amazon and download it from Amazon, or you can order
it
from Barnes & Noble. They'll send it to you, don't worry. And then...
Okay.
And then just go through it as it's laid out the first time around, and then just follow your heart. It's very simple. It's self-explanatory, really.
Okay, thank you.
Good luck.
Thank you. Yay.
I love that people are just starting, and that's a perfect example. I mean, as I said in the beginning, it doesn't matter where you are on this path. We're thrilled that you're joining. The program has been designed to be evergreen. So go ahead and dive in when you're ready, and we are there to support you.
You know what's
Panache?
Funny? Funny, Jan? Like, it almost doesn't matter what day you're on. You're only ever on day one.
That's right.
It's like it really doesn't matter what day you're on in the book. You're ever on day one.
That would be present moment day awareness. Perfect.
That's it.
All right, Panache, we're going to Belmont, Massachusetts.
Okie dokie.
Caller 0308. Hello,
okay.
Belmont.
Hi, Jan. Hi, Panache. It's Peggy.
Hi.
Hey,
hi,
Peggy. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're awesome.
Fantastic. Thank you.
I didn't expect to be called. I just pressed the button.
Well, hey, here you are. That's what happens.
Okay.
You press the button and then here you are.
I'm kind of ping-ponging around my resistance with the marketing a book issue.
Yeah.
I'm doing this other program that's an online free program about writing, publishing, promoting your book.
Yeah.
So I have my book, and it's at first I thought, I'm not doing this. And then I moved through the resistance and started listening, and it was absolutely wonderful. I loved it. I loved what you said, Panache. Yours was brilliant. I loved what Christine said. It was. I thought, okay, this is perfect. I'm in the right place. And then I moved on, and I started listening to others, and it's like, oh, that's not me. That's not me. And so.
So can I ask you something?
Yeah.
Had I not written the book, would we be here?
You mean talking about this?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can I ask you something else?
Right.
Had somebody not marketed the book, would we be here?
Yeah, good point.
So in the absence of both of those two functions, would we be having this conversation?
No.
There you go.
But I have to find a way to do it that feels like my soul signature.
You're never going to find a way to do it that feels like your soul signature.
Why not?
You will capture your essence in the book. But as soon as I mention the word marketing to you, you want to run in the other direction. That's exactly why you have to do it, because it's not about marketing the book. Your fear is being seen, period.
Yeah.
It's just showing up right now as marketing the book. Listen, Peggy, if you don't think I was absolutely petrified in writing this book and putting it out in the world, I was petrified, let me tell you. And living with me while I was writing this book, God bless Jan, that's all I can say, and my parents. I don't know how people live with authors, for real, seriously. I was exploring aspects of my psyche that I haven't visited in such a long time, literally. And I was in these places of just like, oh my God, I didn't know who I was. Yeah, it was like living with Daniel Day-Lewis while he's in the middle of one of his movie roles. So you know what? Is it terrifying? Yes. Are you risking embarrassment? Absolutely. But that's how you know you're writing a bestseller. When you're risking embarrassment. And you're so vulnerable and transparent in what you're saying. That's how you know you're gonna connect with the most people. So you know what, sweetheart? At some point, you just have to feel the fear and do it anyway, and understand the bigger picture.
Well, it's not the writing; it's like the next step for me.
Of course.
And
but don't worry about the next step. Just worry about the writing. And see,
but the writing.
As an author,
yeah.
As an author, the only thing that you have any control over are the words that you commit to the page. That's it. Whether another person reads it or not, even if you have the best marketing and PR, whether another person ever reads that book or not, it's not up to you. All you can do is pour your essence onto the page every day, and that's all you can do.
I believe that. I truly believe that, and I feel like that's what I'm doing and have done, and I feel really happy about how it has kind of poured out of me. But when I'm facing this kind of infrastructure of like, okay, if I'm going to move from a safer way of writing, which, you know, I mean, I've been writing for a long time, but in a safer way, if I'm going to get over that resistance into a, as you say, from invisibility to visibility, I don't know how to navigate that.
Well,
I mean,
but
I don't think
anybody does. I think that that's something that you learn while you're in the midst of it. Nobody knows how to navigate that. Again, as an author, your sole responsibility is to commit your essence to the page every day, and then you kind of figure it out as you're going along. Jan, let me just. How much of a learning experience this has been for us, just from your experience?
Like jumping off a cliff.
And how much of a nightmare was it living with me while I was writing this book?
I've jumped off the cliff.
Yeah. And then, you know, and so, you know what? It's like there's a reality to this.
But you know
creative.
What? I'm just going to pipe in just for a second.
Yeah.
And you know, Peggy, you know, we've known you forever. We love you dearly. And your question and your scenario is so perfect for everyone. If we worried about tomorrow and how it's going to unfold and who's going to show up and how we're going to do it, we'd never do anything. All we can do is show up in this moment and, as Panache says, commit our soul signature to whatever it is that we're doing or being and trust that the rest is going to unfold the way it needs to. I'm a control freak. I tried to control every aspect of this publishing piece, and I'm good at what I do, and I still had no idea of the twists, the turns, what would come and what hasn't come. And you know what? I am not in the driver's seat, nor will I ever be, and that's the greater lesson for me in this purpose. And whether we were writing a book or trying to build a hospital or simply planting a garden in the backyard, that's the greater lesson. Do what you do from your heart. Allow your essence to pour forth, and trust it's gonna unfold for you in the most perfect and delightful of ways. Just do it.
That's what you just said is just beautiful. You brought tears to my eyes.
I love you, sweetheart. I love you for each other.
Yeah, it's such a I mean, I know that in my heart. That's why I'm reacting so strongly. It's like I feel that. It's like you're twinning me or something. You're giving me this beautiful reflection of who you are that helps me remember who I am.
Yeah.
You've been twinned.
I'm twinned. And I'm honored. Now go write your book.
Go write the bloody book.
Okay, both of you do that for me, and I appreciate it so much.
I love you, sweetheart.
Love you, too.
Bye-bye.
You've been tripleted then in that case. Love you. Go write a book. Market that bloody book. Love you. Bye.
It's true for everybody, Panache. We'd all love to know how it's going to unfold and that we're doing the right thing and we're doing it right, but life's not that way.
Here's the funny thing. You can do the right thing. You can do everything that you're supposed to do and still not end up where, in your mind, you're supposed to end up. But you'll end up exactly where you're meant to.
That's right.
And that's the hardest thing of all for people to accept, is that they're only ever ending up where they're meant to. And that really is, that's it right there. Like, that's the nugget right there. And if you
and not only
okay
where we're meant to be,
that,
where our soul would have us be.
Exactly.
There are no victims here. This is what we've set up for ourselves.
Exactly. You're only ever experiencing your soul's agenda.
That's right.
That might not be congruent with your ego's agenda, but you're only ever going to experience your soul's agenda.
Okay, Team Desai, let's write that one down. That's incredible. You're only ever experiencing your soul's agenda?
Yeah.
Wow. I love that. Okay, thank you. With that under our belt, we're going to Nashville, Tennessee. This is caller 2179. Hello, Nashville.
And yes, hello. I'm so glad to be on the phone with you. And I'm not in Nashville, although my phone number is a Nashville number. I'm in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Hello, North Carolina.
See, I was expecting to speak to somebody in Nashville, but my soul's agenda was that I was meant to speak to somebody in Raleigh, North Carolina. Hang on, Jan. I'm disappointed.
And who is this in Raleigh, North Carolina?
This is Suzanne McDermott.
Suzanne McDermott, welcome. How are you tonight?
I'm good. I think you guys are hysterical. And I love you very much, and I'm just so glad that I found my way to you. And I have two copies of your book.
Oh.
And I have to say that I have enjoyed your tremendous asset, Beverly. I've enjoyed my conversations with her. We've spoken a few times, and she's just a delight.
Thank you.
So I am following along as best I can in the book with great intention, but it's a little bit hit or miss because that's sort of the state of my day-to-day activity right now. Not really hit or miss, but I don't have a specific question, but I do have a topic that follows kind of neatly on the last caller's conversation, and I lived in Belmont, Massachusetts for a while.
Wow.
And anyway, I've been teaching drawing and watercolor for 18 years, and mostly, especially over the last, you know, maybe decade, as a path to self-realization, because mostly what I do is coaching over a, you know, kind of instructional basis, and I got very, very tired of the intensive amount of coaching involved and kind of switched to just straight-ahead coaching platform, which is maybe 5 months in, maybe 4 months in now, and it's a transformational coaching sort of thing. And anyway, I was reviewing the last 4 months of the material that I created and, or, you know, that had come through, and I thought, who wrote this stuff? You know, I need to take this course. You know, as I have been teaching this and putting this together, I've had to work on myself. I've chosen to work on myself and put myself in student mode, and it's just like and I've let go of the drawing and watercolor and the over delivery and the manner in which I was teaching before, and it is just like my entire life has exploded, and I am kind of pulling myself up from 20,000 leagues under the sea. And I just sort of wanted to throw that out there, where I am in this process and how tremendously helpful your teaching and your manner of delivery is, Panache, and how grateful I am that I have found my way to what you are sharing with us. Thank you.
Thank you, sweetheart.
Thank you so much.
You know, there's something that really is profound for both Jan and I. And that is, first of all, in hearing how you come into contact with this message. And then secondly, in hearing how it has made a difference in your greater life. And I think that for the both of us, you know, and specifically for Jan, you know, in seeing her and the dedication and the hard work and all of the energy that she puts into this, to hear the feedback that we get from you over and over again about the difference that it makes, makes it all worthwhile. It makes it all worth it, and it keeps us going and keeps the keeps us furthering the momentum of this expression in the world, because we realize how poignant it is right now at this particular juncture in our evolution. And so I just want to celebrate all of you, because I really firmly believe that we are really just one giant family, and we're all just finding each other again, and that this is the excuse to which it happens, and that who knew that this would be the way that we would all come together, and this would be the way that we would all come into this remembrance and bring this message of love and acceptance into the mainstream and have it cross over from a small, you know, hub of people that are ready to live this to now having it be a conversation that people are having all over the world. And so I just want to celebrate all of you and just thank you all and just let you know how much it means to us to hear from you how everything is impacting you and how your life is unfolding. It's just amazing to feel and to see and to experience and to have the honor of witnessing over and over and over again. So I love you all. Thank you. And thank you, Jan, for being on these calls with me and for everything. Yeah.
Thank you, Suzanne.
Oh, can I just add one thing? And that is,
yeah,
thank you, Panache, for deferring to Jan. Jan, I'm so sorry. I came in late on the call, and I'm not familiar with you.
Oh, heavens, not to worry.
No, I'm not worried. I just, you know, thanks for acknowledging Jan. And
thank you.
Yeah, I didn't get the team thing, so now I do. And thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Yay.
And I would like to give a big shout out to the entire team at Team Desai. We could not do this without everyone. Beverly, Angela, JC, Maria, Lori, Cindy. I mean, our team is incredible. We love you all, and it is truly a team effort that brings us all together. Panache, Diana in Vancouver says, I've been noticing and letting my emotions of fear, sadness, anger, and feelings of unworthiness pass through me, but I still can't move past my self-limiting patterns based on those emotions. I still can't move forward in my life, and I'm wondering, how do I move past limitation?
Well, you know, ultimately you start off by becoming aware of what's going on. Then you access the underlying emotionality that keeps those limitations in place. And then it's almost like you let go of it then. You know, it's like you come into awareness, you experience and feel, and then you just give it up, you let go. And then when it comes back, you come into awareness, you experience and feel, and you let go again. It's like, you know, I think we sometimes embark on this journey thinking that the very second we start feeling, you know, it's going to go away and we're never going to experience it again, or a particular external validation is going to appear to let us know that we're heading in the right direction. And I just want you to know it doesn't work that way. That this has to be something that you do for you without expectation and without a goal or an outcome in mind. This is an internal shift. And the internal shift is priceless. It is more precious than anything that you could ever glean from the external world. So it's time to spaciously explore your inner space and to make that your sanctuary and your abode. Because the more time you spend there, the more everything else seems to just work itself out.
Wonderful. And, you know, I just want to put a little more emphasis on what you just said, Panache. To all of our family, do not underestimate the power of awareness. So many of us have been living life with huge blinders on, just sort of reacting and moving kind of like a bull through a china shop. And this awareness, I mean, the questions are incredible. We have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of questions tonight where people are talking about an awareness and they're frustrated because they're aware of what's going on. And rather than being frustrated, I want you to know that that is a celebration. That is a sign that you are moving forward to discovering your soul signature.
Mm.
Is that not true, Panache?
You know, that's actually really beautiful. Frustration is a sign that you are moving on to your soul signature. It's not an indication that you're moving away from it or that you're missing out on something. But the fact that you're feeling it means that you're alive and you're heading in the right direction. I've never heard anyone say it like that before, Jan. That is remarkable. Team Desai, jot that down. Say it again so we can tweet it.
I can't.
Frustration is what? Say it again.
I can't, Panache.
Come on, yes you can.
No, I can't. Frustration is a sign that we are moving closer to our soul signature.
Thank you.
Because
yes. Frustration is a sign that we are moving closer towards our soul signature. Maria, jot that down. I want to see that in a blog or a tweet soon. Frustration is a sign that we are moving towards our soul signature. Often, we think that frustration is a negative. It isn't. It's an indication that we're moving toward.
Wonderful.
That's amazing, Jan.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Let's go to Denver, Colorado, Panache. This is caller 1513.
Frustration is negative.
Hello?
It is.
I can hear myself in the background.
Denver? Denver, Colorado. Press star 7 if you're in Denver.
Hello, Denver. You're listening to me, and I can hear you in the background.
Caller 1513.
Nope. Okay, I'm going to step away because we're running out of time. Bear with me one second. Let's go to Lorain, Ohio. This is caller 7053. Hello.
Hi, Panache. Hello.
Hi, Sue.
How are you?
Hi, Sue. How are you, sweetheart?
I'm great.
How can we
I'm
help
on,
you tonight?
I'm on day 6.
Yay.
Yes, and I actually intentionally did it a second time, self-doubt, because it was so... such a good topic.
Mm.
And actually, this is what my question has to do with. It's about self-doubt. And so actually, I had the opportunity to speak with you just recently, and you called. I mean, I raised my hand for over a year, and I've been called on twice recently, so I guess that's a
wow.
good sign. My energy's shifting. And but my question would be, how can I get out of my own way, or how can I let everything that isn't the best part of me to come up and leave, everything that apparently I've pushed down, not handled properly in the past because I didn't know any better, how to feel my way through things. And so it's trapped, and now I'm living with this, what I've created unintentionally, of course, and I would like to, you know, get some giddy up in my get along here and get this moved, you know, and felt through to completion so that my life on the outside, the external life, is everything that I would hope it would be and that I work toward it being on the inside.
Well, you know, ultimately, you have to be willing to have the courage to be completely out of control. I think that this need to control is killing us. And ultimately, that the more we can relinquish this false notion of control, the more everything just seemingly happens. It's like my mom's always saying to me, just chill out, it's going to be okay. Just chill out. Just relax. It's going to be okay. The more you relax, the more everything's going to happen. That's like my mom's mantra in this house for both Jan and I. You both need to relax. It's all going to be okay. It's all going to work out. And she just keeps delivering that message. And you know what? I think it's cultivating the courage to be completely out of control, to have the courage to be out of control, and to know that really, in truth, that's the only way that you can live your life, is to let go.
All right. I'll buy it.
All righty.
Thank you, Mrs. Desai.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
This is lovely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. Panache, that's already been an hour. Can you believe it?
I can't believe it. And actually, I've got an interview in 30 minutes. It's like, it's been a jam-packed day. I tell you, boy.
Okay,
you
but you know what? Here's the good thing. I'm going to cut you off. The
wait,
good
wait.
Thing is,
don't
if you
cut
would
me
be
off
kind
yet.
And I am going to go through our wrap-up.
Overruled.
And then,
overruled.
You, sorry?
Nothing, go ahead. I've been overruled.
No,
what
I'm going to ask most respectfully is if you would stick on for just a few more minutes.
Oh, no, I'm not going anywhere.
I'm going to run through this, and then you can do a little energetic piece to help us all let go of control.
Yeah, sure. You betcha.
Okay. First of all, I'd like to thank all of you for being with us tonight. It is such an honor to connect with all of you. I do want to remind you, if by some chance you've chosen to do this 33-day path on our website and haven't gotten the book yet, it's certainly okay, but we would love for you to take that next step and go ahead and get the book. Or
do
recommend
me a favor.
It.
Go get the book.
Yeah,
thank you.
Recommend it to your friends and family members. It is available through Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, and all the web retailers. There's a link on our website that will take you there, and you can find all the formats, hardcover, ebook, even the audio CD, which is amazing, an audio download. Panache and I are on airplanes all the time now, traveling with this schedule of going through the book and taking it on the road, and he keeps slapping earphones on me and having me listen to the book so that I am truly immersed in it, and I promise you, you will love hearing this message through Panache's voice. Team Desai wants everyone to know that we know that some of you are still waiting for your books to arrive, particularly international customers. Please know that we appreciate your patience. If you don't have the book, you can still begin this 33-day program now or any time. And for any inconvenience, you have my personal apologies. Thank you for your patience. Our next Q&A check-in live teleclass will be Wednesday, May 28th. At 7:30 Eastern Time, so 1 week from tonight. As you're going through these days, jot down questions if you have them so that when we come to this incredible time together, you will know exactly where it is that you are feeling frustrated or you're celebrating. We want to hear that as well. We will be sending reminder emails, and all the details are also available on the 33daypath.com website. As I said, don't be frustrated if you came to us late tonight. You are only ever showing up at the exact perfect time for you. Access to the replay of today's call will be posted in approximately 1 hour and will remain available through the same link that you accessed tonight's live call. Now, to all of you who are challenged by wanting to have control of everything and are finding that coming up as you go through these days on the 33-day path or in discovering your soul signature, Panache, can you share some energy?
Yeah, close your eyes, just open your palms and just relax. You know, by no means did we ever say that in embarking your soul signature in some way you're going to be absolved from the experience of being human. But what I can say is that through your willingness to embark on this journey, you'll no longer have a problem with it. And that, in some ways, is the most profound takeaway that you can ever have. The willingness to no longer live inside of a problem. Even to entertain the idea that there's something wrong. So, regardless of where you are, just know that you're loved. Just take a breath. And that you are living your soul's agenda. That is the only agenda that's playing out. That is your soul's agenda. And that the more you can accept your soul's agenda, the more peaceful you become. The more aligned you become, the more on purpose you become, the more joyful you become. So I'm just going to ask that outrageous, miraculous possibilities and opportunities for exponential growth begin to make their way into your reality, that the more peaceful you become, the more these opportunities arise. I'm going to ask that the divine show you in tangible ways that it's got your back and that it blow your mind every single day so that you can continue to get out of your own way and live your soul signature and your greatest alignment. Be nurturing, loving, and kind to yourself. That is the outcome of this journey. Start now. Whether it's day 1 or day 17 or day 7, be loving, kind, and nurturing with yourself as you embark on this adventure. I love you all, and I thank you all for loving me, and I just want to take a moment to thank Jan for tirelessly showing up for every one of these calls in the midst of being a full-time mum, and my entire team for being there for all of you in the most extraordinary way that they show up every single day. It's a team effort here at Panache Desai, and I'm honored to be with you all and to be a part of this greater expression as we begin to take it out in an even bigger way than we ever could have imagined. Good night, sweet friends. Sleep well. Or good morning, or good afternoon. Read the book and be well.
Good night, everyone. It's been a great call, and we look forward to connecting with you next week. Good day.